technical economic evaluation of the use of biopolymers for the treatment of tannery wastewater by Nicol Baserto Flores, Natalie Medina Guerrero. Abstract. Introduction. For years, wastewater from tanneries has been discharged into various water sources without any control or with inefficient technologies, generating an impact on water quality. Objective: to evaluate the technical economic feasibility of the use of the biopolymer pectin and chitosan for the treatment of tannery wastewater. Methods: extraction of pectin from coconut and chitosan from shrimp was performed. A jar test was performed where the wastewater and biopolymers were combined. The agitation speed was 120 RPM, and the contact time was 1, 2, and 3H. Analyses of pH, chemical oxygen demand COD, biochemical oxygen demand BOD, total suspended solids TSS and KR+6 were performed on the samples obtained. For comparison with maximum allowable values MAV, the samples that showed the highest TSS and KR+6 removal were used. For the statistical analysis of the different times and concentrations, an ANOVA and multiple comparison test was performed. For the comparison of efficiencies between pectin and chitosan, a student's D test was performed. Results. In the amount of 1 g of both chitosan and pectin, there was a removal of KR+6 of 98.33% sign and 98.30% sign respectively. Both with a time of 1 h in total suspended solids, there was a reduction of 98% sign with 1 h of mixing for pectin and 96% sign with 3 h of mixing using chitosan. The removal efficiency between chitosan and pectin did not show a significant difference. In the economic part, there is a saving of $846.85, while for chitosan there would be a saving of $807.61. The concentration of settleable solids and oils and fats parameters were found to be within the MAV. However, for sulfides, BOD and COD were not met. Conclusions. With the use of biopolymers, a considerable decrease in KR+6 and TSS was achieved. In addition to the fact that both proved to be very efficient, it is also a more economically profitable technology compared to the technology used by the tannery studied. However, in order to meet the requirements of the MAV, some additional technologies must be used.